This is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio boo, coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And if you are new to listening to these magic audio boos, what are they? Well, they're about me talking about different topics on magic, from theory to how to perform better, about great magicians, all kinds of topics. And you don't always have to agree with me. Sometimes I voice my opinion about a certain topic. However, it's all about learning and learning from each other. So I encourage feedback and comments. So if you don't know what these is, head over to aaronjones.com and you can listen to all of my different magic audio boos. And today I have a brand new theme. Again, another theme suggested by Steve Dixon from Vancouver, British Columbia. And today he asked me to talk about, or what my thoughts are about, magic tells. And what are magic tells? Well, this is when you perform and you do some weird movement, some quirky movement that will give away to the audience that you're doing something strange. And this could be as simple as blinking your eyes when you're doing a move, or your body jits out in a funny way when you do a move. Or when you are doing, and I also count this in, is when you are holding an object or counting objects or holding cards or displaying an object, but you're doing it in a weird way that the audience looks awkward. We do it because we learned a certain move that way, but to the audience it looks strange, it's unnatural, and it gives away that maybe you're doing something that's not 100% honest. Well, honest is magic. Anyways, this is what practicing and rehearsing with a video camera is very useful for. Now, I used to have the quirk where I used to blink, and if you practice in the mirror, you don't realize you're doing it, and you think your magic is good because when you do the move, you blink. I did this. And you think, oh, it looks good. I can't see the whatever move you're doing. I don't know, example of pass. But that's because you were blinking. And this is where videotaping your show is very important, because you can go back and watch and see if you're doing any strange kind of tells to the audience that you're doing a move at that moment. And one of the famous ones, my magic friends, we were a little bad when we were younger, 15 years ago at magic conventions, and we would see the magicians doing the chicken wing. And the chicken wing is famous for people who are doing the Elmsley count. Now, I won't give away any secrets or talk about moves, technique on this audio boo, but those magicians out there who know what an Elmsley count is, those who do it, who haven't learned to do the Elmsley count with a natural movement, often do a chicken wing movement, and it kind of looks like they have chicken wings. And you want to eliminate that, and that's where practicing and videotaping yourself can help solve this problem. When you're holding coins or transferring coins from one hand to another, it can be strange. And if you're not sure how to mimic a natural movement, get some friends who are not magicians and ask them to do some strange stuff. Ask them to pick up a coin and transfer it to their other hand. Ask them to hold cards. Ask them to display a card. Watch how they do it. And try to mimic that when you're doing your card movements. It looks more natural. And as well, there was one more point I wanted to talk about, but I've completely lost my mind. Anyways, these are very important when you're performing magic. Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about, is when you move, also to help eliminate strange movements or unawkward transfers, is to make a motivation for every movement that you're doing in your show. You need to motivate. You need to have a story or a reason why you are moving a coin from one hand to the other. If you do have to hold something in an unusual way or do something that's a little bit unusual, you need to work up a story in your presentation to cover it. You need that little motivation so that everything seems fine to the audience. And that could be as simple as when you're doing a coin, why would you pick up a coin and put it in the other hand? Well, if you pick up a coin, put it in the other hand, and pick up a magic wand, it makes sense. You'll see this other famous magicians do this as well. Well-known magicians, you need to have this motivation when you're doing stuff to help hide what you're doing and to make it look more natural. Anyways, these are my topics, my thinking on magic tells. If you have any comments, please let me know. And don't forget to go and videotape yourself and try to eliminate your magic tells, your magic quirks that can give away to the audience. If you want to comment on this, you can comment at aaronjones.com. Or if you're listening to this on Audioboo, you can comment in the comments there. Or if you're listening to this on Facebook, just throw in a comment there. My Facebook handle is Aaron Jones Magic. My Twitter is Aaron Jones Magic. And the website is aaronjones.com. Until the next magic audio boo, have a great one and take care.